الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم مجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the verses that we've recited now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that salvation lies in accepting Islam and entering into Islam totally. As we have noticed in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Or you have brought iman, enter into Islam in entirety. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to bring iman in Allah and in all of the dictates of iman, that is, iman in Allah, iman in all of the messengers of Allah, iman in all of the malaika of Allah, etc. So here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what will happen if somebody makes kufr and somebody disbelieves in the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ, those who disbelieve in Allah, وَرُسُلِهِ, and they disbelieve in the rusul, the messengers of Allah. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, then you get those who want to draw a difference between Allah and His messengers by bringing iman in some and rejecting in some. They say, وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ. They say, we bring iman in some and we disbelieve in some. Some kuffar rejected all of the messages. Some kuffar believed in some messages and they rejected in others. So this is also kuffar. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. They want to adopt a path between that. Allah says, such people, let them know that by bringing iman in some and rejecting in some, that still tantamounts to kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts them as kafirin. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. They are genuinely kufar. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah says for them, Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment, one of abasement. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who are the genuine mu'mineen? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, those who brought iman in Allah and in all of His rusul. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, they did not draw any difference between any of the messengers. In other words, they understand that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the final messenger and he is the best of all prophets. But they believe in all of the other anbiya and rusul also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world. Likewise, they bring iman in all of the kutub, etc., that they know very well that all of these books come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, so and so, such people, such mu'mineen, أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ مُجُورَهُمْ soon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give them their reward. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us all to bring iman in such a way where we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enter into Islam kafatan by bringing iman in the dictates of iman, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to bring iman, how iman is accepted. If we accept iman in this way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us our reward in dari, in dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to the akhirah.